She can't stop thinking about how Jimmy used to keep his eyes open when he kissed her. It shocked her to realize he was watching her. A man who doesn't close his eyes, even for a kiss, is a man who wants to keep control at all times. Jimmy's eyes had cold little flecks in the center, and each time she kissed him, Jillian wondered if what she was doing wasn't a little like making a pact with the devil. That's what it felt like sometimes, especially when she'd see a woman who could be herself out in public without fearing that her husband or boyfriend would snap at her. "I told you not to park there," some woman would say to her husband outside a movie theater or a flea market, and those words would move Jillian to tears. How wonderful to say whatever you wanted without having to go over it in your mind again and again to make certain it wouldn't set him off. She'll give herself credit for fighting the best battle she could against what she simply couldn't defeat on her own. She tried everything to stop Jimmy from drinking, the old cures as well as the new. Owl eggs, scrambled and disguised with Tabasco sauce and hot pepper as huevos rancheros. Garlic left under his pillow. A paste of sunflower seeds in his cereal. Hiding the bottles, suggesting AA, daring to pick a fight with him when she knew she couldn't win. She had even tried the aunt's particular favorite of waiting until he was good and plastered, then slipping a tiny live minnow into his bottle of bourbon. The fish's gills stopped dead the instant the poor thing hit the liquor, and Jillian had been racked with guilt about it. But Jimmy hadn't even noticed anything amiss. He drank that minnow in one big gulp without even blinking, then was violently ill for the rest of the evening, although afterward his taste for alcohol seemed to have doubled. That was when she got the idea for the nightshade, which seemed such a modest plan at the time, just a little something to take the edge off and get him to sleep before he got good and drunk. When she sits beside the lilacs at night, Jillian's trying to decide whether or not she feels as if she's committed murder. Well, she doesn't. There was no intention and no premeditation. If Jillian could take it all back, she would, although she'd change a few things while she was at it. She actually feels more friendly toward Jimmy than she has in ages. There's a closeness and a tenderness that sure weren't there before. She doesn't want to leave him all alone in the cold earth. She wants to be near and tell him about her day and hear the jokes he used to tell when he was in a good mood. He hated lawyers, since none had ever saved him from serving jail time, and he collected attorney jokes. He had a million of them, and nothing could stop him from telling one when he had a mind to. Just before they'd pulled into the rest area in New Jersey, Jimmy had asked her what was brown and black and looked good on a lawyer. "A Rottweiler," he'd told her. He seemed so happy at that moment, as if he'd had his whole life ahead of him. "Think about it," he'd said. "You get it?"